In county news, Buncombe County will soon be the recipient of millions of dollars to fight the local opioid problem. This is the county's share of the recent opioid settlement litigation with opioid distributors, manufacturers, and pharmaceutical companies. The commissioners will now have to decide how to spend this money. At the October 4th Buncombe County Board of Commissioners meeting, Dr. Shuchin Shukla, a physician and opioid specialist with the Mountain Area Health Education Center, Sunrise Community for Recovery and Wellness, a local reentry program, the County Post-Overdose Response Team, and the County Sheriff's Office all spoke about the opioid crisis in Buncombe County and about evidence-based interventions that are in need of financial support and development. Buncombe County will be receiving over $16 million over the next 18 years. The county has already received over $600,000 and will soon be getting over $1 million. Some important facts about overdose deaths. Buncombe County's has increased to 45.2 deaths per 100,000 residents, three times the 2015 rate. North Carolina's has increased to 35.8 deaths per 100,000 residents, more than two times the 2015 rate. Buncombe County's rate has exceeded North Carolina's rate since 2016. Some of the CDC-endorsed strategies for overdose reduction include naloxone distribution, medication-assisted treatment, also known as MAT, syringe services programs, distribution of naloxone, known by the brand name Narcan, to at-risk individuals has been shown to decrease the opioid death rate between 30 to 45%. Naloxone is a medicine that reverses the effect of opioid overdose to prevent overdose deaths. It is routinely used by the Buncombe County Overdose Response Team. Many incarcerated persons are addicted to opioids. Upon incarceration, they have a sudden withdrawal from the addictive drugs. The likelihood of relapse after release is 40 times higher than the general population. Dr. Shukla said that MAT is considered a more effective evidence-based treatment program than sudden withdrawal. According to the Sheriff's Office, the number of overdose deaths has decreased by 22% among, quote, people passing through the jail, unquote, since adoption of MAT by the Buncombe County Detention Center in 2020. Syringe access programs have been shown to reduce the risk of overdose, reduce transmission of disease, and increase healthcare access and treatment. Other interventions mentioned at the briefing was peer support, mobile outreach, post-overdose response, and mental health and crisis support. Dr. Shukla emphasized that while the popularity for evidence-based interventions is growing, that the funding needs to continue and grow. For every $1 invested in addiction treatment, the return of investment is $4 to $7 in reduced drug-related crime, criminal justice, and theft. Commissioner Amanda Edwards said that the presentations, quote, couldn't have come at a better time for us, unquote.